in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, let us start from Hodor Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was mefakpik if Kimlu LaRabbonon, if the Rabbonon could know exactly from a Havor Shlish, like a bakant of this inyan, if Kimlu Rabbonon when Tvu is maybe Shlish, before the we said over a Maimer that the Rabbonon knew that the Tvu that was Nikzeres Bechag was Hevi Shlish of Nerei Sheshonim. And the Rabbi Yirmiyah was Mefakpek Vekimlu Rabbonon Ben Shlish Lepoches Meshlish, they could exactly know that it brought a Shlish of Nerei Sheshonim, maybe for less than a Shlish. Hoda Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah Lav Milsehi Da Omri. My ha'ore is not a ha'ore. The boy minei chavrayim Rav Kahane. They asked from Rav Kahane a shayle, Omer sheikrivu Yisrael b'chnisosan la'oretz. They asked Rav Kahane a shayle, the Omer that Klal Yisrael was makriv when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, meheichan hikrivu. Where did they get tvue soirim to be makrivit? Im taimar da ayil biyad nochri. So they asked Rav Kahane Shaila, if they took the tvue, which grew by the goyim, by the knanim, that means it grew before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Ktsir chem omar achmona v'loi ktsir nochri. That's possible for the oimer. You need ktsir Yisrael and not ktsir nochri. And if it grew biyad nochri, so then that's called ktsir nochri. I feel that they even cut it, but since it's, it was nizgadol eitzel nochri, it's called ktsir nochri. So Rav Kahane asked them, mimai da akrivu, who tells you bechlal that they were makrib doimer? Dilma loy akrivu, maybe they weren't makrib doimer. So that they said, loy sal kedaitach. Now they zichu makrib doimer. The chsiv, it says in the posik, Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz, they ate from the tvuas ha'oretz, mimochras ha'pesach. They ate from the tvuas ha'oretz, mimochras ha'pesach, the day after Pesach. Mimochras ha'pesach ochul, they ate the day after Pesach, that means chalamoid, the first day chalamoid, mikor eloi ochul. So, what is manishtana? Why did they, before they were unable to eat? And they ate the day after Pesach. So what is Pshat? Akriva Aima Vahadar Ochli. So Kochoch, that's what happened. That they were Makrib Da'ima the day after Pesach, they were Makrib Da'ima, and then they were able to eat. So that's the Kasha. Mehechon Ikrivu. We're back to the Kasha. So where did they get through it to be Makrib? Amalehen, so he told them that as long as it did not bring a shlish, it did not grow a shlish biyad nochi, so it doesn't have a shame tvua till it's maybe shlish. So since they took tvua that was loy hevi shlish biyad nochi, and then it grew by them. So if it grew by them, so that's called already ktsir chem. Because it didn't, by biyad nochi, it didn't get a shame to it. It was lehevi shlish. So now Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha, so if the only way they could be makriv the oimer is if they were mavchen that this was tvuish lehevi shlish biyad nochi. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, v'dilma ayil v'loi kimlu. Maybe Takya, the Tvua that they took, maybe Lemaise, it was Hevishlish. There was already Posel Alts Ktsir Nochi, and they didn't know. Davman Zogin El Kimlu, so you have to say that they were Kimlu, they knew exactly when it's before Havor Shlish, and after Havor Shlish. So Memele, so it's Muchach. It's Muchach from this Pasuk in Yeshua that Kimlu is Achinami Kimlu. So Memele, the Aloche that they said, that Kol Tvuish and Iktzeres Bechag B'yoduish Evishlish Kaidim Rosh Hashanah is also Kimlu. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's Raya that Kimlo. That we learned yesterday. Let us see Tosfos. V'loi k'tzir nochri. That they asked the kasha, how could they be makriv? How could they be makriv akol b'noim? It says k'tzir chem v'loi k'tzir nochri. Frektach Tosfos va'af al gav di Yerusha hi lahem mi'aviseyim. K'di ise b'avayde zore perik av Yishmol. Frektach Tosfos, what do you mean k'tzir nochri? It belongs to the goyim. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. It belonged already to the Aves. So Memele, so they were living there, so they're living there. But Lamaisa Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaAves, belonged to the Aves, so it belongs to Klal Yisrael, so it's called Ksir Chem. Kide'ise b'avoydezore perik abishmoel. The Omar Rachmone, the Gemara asks their Akash. It says, Vashereyem tisrefun be'ish. It says that when the Eden came in Eretz Yisrael, they had to burn the Asheres. Frek the Gemara Kashem. Mirde Yerusha hilahem meyaviseyem ben odom oiser dovo sheine shaloim. Frek the Gemara, why were they mechuyif to burn the Asheres? The Ilonis belonged to Klal Yisrael. Yerusha lahem meyaviseyem. It belonged, all the Ilonis belonged to Klal Yisrael from Ovis, from Avram Avinu. Kumis halach borez. And he was kind with Hiluch. Vein Adam Oyser Dover Shaine Shaloi. That's the Gemara Zakashe. Emfer Toisves Mikol Mokim Yeshloi Bamesh Ezora. So Toisves says as follows. That Enoch Anami. This is, I'm saying Pshat and Toisves the way the Proshes Drochem says Pshat and Toisves. Nagavuchi for emphasis, I'm going to take a kasha. Einoch inami, the karka of Eretz Yisrael, kumis halach ba'oretz, the karka of Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. But what happens if a person plants something in Yenim's karka? So lemaise, so in that which grows, he has a chelik in it. Lemaise, he's planting, so he has a chelik in the dvorim that he planted. The Proshes Drochem said noch besser. And since they were verkehrt, they were allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael till Klal Yisrael came there and was kovish Eretz Yisrael. So verkehrt, b'mesh zora, that means since they had a right to be zoreya, so the tvua that grew belonged to them. The karka taka belongs to Klal Yisrael. But they have a schus. They have a schus in Bamesh Ezora. What grows? Maybe the Balakarka also is a chelik in what grows. That's true. Maybe they should for a minute. But Al Koponim, the Zoyrim also have a schus. So Memele, so now Tosfos is saying Pshat in Agimore. That Agimore is the Kashe, since Lamaisa the Goyim planted the Tvuim. So Bezoi, so felt is in Ktsir Yisrael. They have a chelik in it. It felt in Ktsir Chem. It's Ktsir Nochi. With this, the Proshes Drochim, before we end the Tosfos, the Proshes Drochim wants to fa'em for Amor Dikikashe, which the Gedoyle Achroinim ask. Rashi brings down in Parshas Chayesore, that when Avraham Avinu came, he told them, as he wanted to be mekabel sore, he said, ger v'soyshav anoichi imochem. Im tirtzu, areini ger, I'll purchase it from you. V'im lav, areini toyshav betlenu min adin, shekach omoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezarcha etein es ha'oretz hazois. He says, Avraham Avinu came, he said, Rabbi Yisai, you know me, iker adin, Eretz Yisrael belongs to me. Ich darf nish handle mit eich. If you want, I'll act like a ger. But if you don't want, I'll take it. So, kum tachoyis that Eretz Yisroel belonged to Avraham Avinu already. Bishato, it belonged to him. That's Arashi in Parshas Chayesor. In Parshas Lech Lecha, It says, Vayiriv ben Royim mikne Avram. There was a machloikis between the Royim of Avram and the Royim of Lloyd. Shaha ya Royev shaloit rishoim, umarim besodis achere. Vroyi Avram oichicham. Vahem oimrim nitna haoretz la Avram. The Royi Lloyd said that the belongs to Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avram. Vakosaboima vaknani oz baoretz. So Weistachois, that calls man the Ba'oritz, it doesn't belong to Avram. And here it says, Atnenu min adin, Atnenu min adin. Zog the precious drachem, with this taste is a beautiful Teretz. The karke take belong Teretz Yisroel, to Avram Avinu. So Memele, if there's a din legabi the kvure, so he says, listen, Eretz Yisroel belongs to me. But our Tosfos said, but they had a schus zriya. What grew? They had a chelik in it. And that's why our Gemara is the kasha of tzilchem, like tzilnochem. So memele, the royim weren't allowed to be married the behemoths besodes acherim, because they're eating, they're not eating the gufa karka, they're eating the tvue. But Meshe Zorah belongs to the Knanim. So memele, he told them, a Knani os ba'oretz. Calls down the Knani is ba'oretz, so memele, you gazlonim. That's what the precious drachim says. So memele, but we have here a big problem. Eistis, Tosfos said, Tosfos was miyashiv to gemoritz. The gemore said in Avodah Zorah, the gemore asks Akasha, why do you have to burn the asheris? It's Yerusha mehem laveseyem. In odom oisa dovo shayne shaloi. So memele, so Tosfos asks, so it comes out the gemore held in Avodah Zorah, that Eretz Yisroel belongs to Klal Yisroel, to Avram Avinu. So Shver Agamore, so Tosfos says Agamore, but Mashe Zore yesh lechelik. But now it's Shver again, the Gemara Navayde Zore. So what's like the Gemara Navayde Zore? The Gemara fragt the Navayde Zore, why do you have to burn the Asheres? What's the Kashe? But Mashe Zore yesh lechelik, boy, so what's the Kashe? What's got the Gemara's kasha? If I am for that Gemara, but the Gemara Navay the Zorah is shver. So that's what Tosfos is going to for him for. So before we say over, there's a big machloikis, Achroidim have to say pshat and Tosfos, I'll say the way the precious drachim says pshat and Tosfos. But let us say over what the Gemara says in Avay the Zorah. The Gemara Navay the Zorah asks this kasha. The Gemara asks, why do you have to burn the Asheris? So the Gemara says, you know why you have to burn the Asheris? So the Gemara says a very interesting teretz. That when the Eden made the eagle in the Midbar, so they were masking to be Oivdi Avodah Zorah. So Memele, if they're Oivdi Avodah Zorah, so Memele, when a goy planted an Asheris in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shluchasayu the Yisrael covet. It's not in Odom Oisadova Shaini Shaloi. Forget, the Eden also wanted to be Oivdi Avodah Zorah. So Memele, so the Asheris, he's not in Odom Oisadova Shaini Shaloi. He's doing it for, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says that he's doing, they were doing it for the Eden. The Gemara brings this raya, that if the Yid is neiche, lavei, davei dezoreh, so memele, so then a guy will take his ilon, will make it for asherah, it becomes automatically an asherah. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara wants to shlug up this shtik teire. The Gemara says, could be that's not true. Ah, you have a kasha, why is Asherim Tisra fun Be'ish? Maybe the Asherim Tisra fun Be'ish is going on the Asheris that they worshipped before it was given to Avraham Avinu. It's when the Asheris hazoi fun Mishonim Kadmanis. So maybe your shtick teir is not emes. That if I'm an oivid of the zor and yena machter boy mein boy man an asherah becomes an asherah, could be you don't say that. Yeah, but you have an eisen nekashe. So why do you have to burn the asherahs? So the Gemara says maybe you have to burn the asherahs that were made before the Eretz Yisrael was given over to Avraham Avinu. Those asherahs you have to burn because those asherahs that could belong to them. So the Gemara says that's not true. Because if the only problem is the Asheris that were worshipped when it belonged to them, so that's called Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Avodah Zarah Shel Akum, Avodah Zarah Shel Akum, you don't have to burn, you can be mevatel it. You take the goy, you force them to be mevatel, and comes Eis Avodah Zarah. So why do you have to burn it? So Al Koch in the Pasuk says you have to burn it. Al Koch is the din of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. I had to become Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. Is a right to my shtik teire. That since Yidden became Avodah Avodah Zarah, so Mamela the Asherah was for them, so it becomes, that's the whole sugya in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. So now let us go back to what Tosfos Kasha is. Tosfos Kasha is that when the Gemara, the Gemara asked the Kasha. Let's go, the first Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you have to burn the Asherah? In other words, the Dovashayin is Shaloi. So Tosfos had a Kasha on the Gemara, but the Gemara answer that, you have to burn it because B'Mashe Zora, he has a Chelik B'Mashe Zora because he planted it. Let the Gemara shlug up Azoi. So that's a hard attack. The Gemara could have slugged it up. So Taisa says, Umikol Mokim Dochi Hosom Shapi Mishum Asheris Shemidere Sorishainim. The Gemara says a different dichoy. The Gemara says maybe you have to burn it because of the Asheris Shemidere Sorishainim, which were before Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara slugs that up. The Gemara says, if it's what, because what belonged to the Goyim, so Bittel helps, you don't need Tzreifet. So Memele, this Dichoy, also we have, if they have to burn it because Mashe Zora belongs to the Goyim, so that you don't have to burn it, could be Mevatalim. So Memele, so Tosfos says, Einoch Hanami. You could have tried to slug up the Raya by saying, Mashe Zora belongs to the Goyim, and that's why you have to burn it, but that's not an Emes Adichoy, because what belongs to the Goy, you don't need Tzreif, Bittel would help. And the Gemara says a different Adichoy, maybe you have to burn it, you have to burn the Asheris from what was they planted before it belonged to Avraham Avinu. The Gemara slugs up that Adichoy also. So Memele, so that's what Tosfos means to say. From Yanni Gemara, why the Gemara didn't bring this Dichoy right away, the Gemara had a different Dichoy, the Mosh slugs up with a different Dichoy, and the different Dichoy Saibus I've liked Nish. That's how the Rosh Hashanah says Pshat and Tosfos. Da'akrivu oimer v'hoda ochel. So the Chavraye told Rav Kahane that the Posik Weistachois, that they ate Mimochras HaPesach, the day after they ate from the Tvue Mimochras HaPesach. So there's a Raya from here that, why did they eat Mimochras HaPesach? Because then they were Makrib Doimel. So it seems that they had with what to be Makrib. So that's the Kasha, it's Ktsir Nochi. Hiksha Rav Avraham Eben Ezra. So the Eben Ezra asked the Kasha. Mimochras HaPesach, they brought a raya from the Posik, Vayoichlo Me'avur Ha'oretz Mimochras HaPesach, they ate from the Tvue Mimochras HaPesach, so Agamara says Mimochras HaPesach means the day after the Yontav Pesach, that's what Rashi says, Psha. Frekt Eben Ezra, Hainu Tesvov Benissen. Mimochras HaPesach means the day after they shechted the Korban Pesach. Shuhu Mochras Shchitas HaPesach. Mochras HaPesach means not the day after Yontiv Pesach, it means the day after they shechted the Korban Pesach. Hanishchat B'Yudalit. Zukt Eben Ezra, how do I know the Taitch Pshazoy Pshatn Posig? Kedersi beparshes Masai mimochas haPesach yotzu bnei Yisrael biyad Roma. When did they go out of Mitzrayim? Chalamoy, they went out of Mitzrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim tesvov. V'zeh hoya b'tesvov. So they went out of. So the pasuk says they went out of Mitzrayim mimochas haPesach. They went out tesvov. So what does mochas haPesach mean? The day after they shechted the Korban Pesach. That's Mimochas HaPesach, which means Tesvav Nissen. So you see what the Pesach means, Mimochas HaPesach. So what did they see in this Pesach? They ate, you have a problem, you have to know why they ate. Why they ate the Yontav Me'avur Ha'oretz? But it's Zichar not Al Tumakim Daimer. Daimer's the day after. That was the Eben Ezra's Kasha. It's a very interesting Teretz. Rabbi Yankiv brings down in his Sefer, he brings down a Teretz, a Yunim B'Mikra, but then in the back they bring down that the Emerson, the Amakna said the Teretz, the Aflor, the Chassam Sefer brings down the Teretz. Rabbi Yankiv said a very interesting Teretz. He said that there was a difference, he says, from Odom Arishon till Matan Torah, the night came after the day. That means, and that's what the Seder was. The Seder was first day and then night. Because of Odom Arishon, when he came on this world, he came by day. So the night before he didn't witness. So he came by day, and the night afterwards was Meyuchas to the day. And he says, till Matan Torah, that's how the Seder was, that the night came after the day. So Memele, so he says like this. So if the Pesach says, Mochas HaPesach, Taked Eben Ezra said, Mochas HaPesach means the day after the Korban Pesach, not the Yontav Pesach, after the Korban Pesach. You know what it means after the Korban Pesach, after the Achilas HaPesach. Mochas HaPesach means the day after the Achilas HaPesach. So he says, Bizman Matan Torah, he says, when did they eat the Korban Pesach? Yudalit Banacht. That means the night, early Tesvav was Yudalit. The night was, we went after the day. So they shechted the Korban Pesach Yudalit Bayoim. And they ate the Korban Pesach Yudalit Balaylo. And they went out, Mimocha, the day after they ate the Korban Pesach, that's Tesvav Bayoim. That was also, that's before Matan Torah. The Pesach, but after Matan Torah, the Seder changed, and then it was like it was B'Shas Tabrivi Erev Yivoyke Yom Echod, that the night goes according to the next day. So here we have a Pesach in Yehoshua. This is already after Matan Torah. This is not the way it was by Klal Yisrael. So here it says, Mimochas HaPesach. So since they ate the Korban Pesach, Leil Tesvov, it was Tesvov, so the day after they ate the Korban Pesach is Tezai. So that's what they all want to say. About Kaponim, the Eben Ezra didn't learn like that, and the Tosis also didn't learn like that. Veheishiv loy Rabbeinu Tam. At Rabbeinu Tam geemfert Eben Ezra, tohochi komakro. This is Pshat and Posik. Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz. The Pesach says, "Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz mimochas haPesach matzois v'koloi." The Pesach is in Yeshua Hey, Pesach Yud Aleph. So the Pesach says as follows, Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz, they ate from the tvua of Eretz Yisrael, mimochas ha'pesach, matzis v'koloi be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh. That's what it says in the Pesach. So the Rabbi Netam told Eben Ezra, Pshat and Pesach is as follows. V'dohochi komakro, this is Pshat and Pesach. Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz, mimochas ha'pesach. They ate, you're right, mimochas ha'pesach means tesvov. Kloimar, min hayoshon, matzis. They ate from the yoshon, they ate matzis. Avur ha'oretz means the old food. V'koloi, duhu chodosh, ochlu be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh. V'haynu tezayin, v'akrivu oyma v'hodor ochlu. V'ochinami ashkechin tezayin de'ikri be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh, k'dechsi v'lechem v'koli v'kama lo yisoichlu ad etzem ha'yoyim hazeh. So the Rabbeinu Tam split the posse. Rabbeinu Tam split the posik and he learned pshat and posik as follows. V'yoichlu mavur ha'oretz mimochas ha'pesach matzois. That was Yoshon. They ate matzahs, they ate Yoshon. The Koloi, and they ate roasted kernels, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. Azoy Zukta Rabbeinu Tam. The Pele is, the Negin is no, the Negin is, there's a Vesnachta underneath the Koloi. I don't understand how he learned Pshat. The Negin is, it's Mimochas HaPesach Matzis V'Koloi. That's how the Negin goes. And then it says, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. But Rabbeinu Tam somehow, he split it. That me'avoyros mochse pesach matzis. That's Yoshon. V'koloi be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. That's, yeah. V'imtoimar. I mean, it's also p'sashtikul doichik. The Gemara doesn't, the whole raya is from the Sefer, the Kor. Our Gemara didn't bring down the Sefer. The whole raya was that they were makiv doime from be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. The Gemara just brings down me'mochse pesach. Al kaponim azoy zuk to Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'im taima va'amai itzterch lemichtav. In fact, so the Rabbeinu Tam asked that if the mimochas haPesach means they ate Yoshon, va'amai itzterch lemichtav she'ochlo min ha'Yoshon. So what is it telling us? Obshita, the matzis ochlo b'layla rishayna. Fashteitzach. They ate matzis b'layla rishayna. It's a mitzvah to eat matzis, so they ate matzis, and it was Yoshon. I mean, what's the pasuk telling us? Koli is telling us that they were makriv the oimen, they were able to eat chadosh, but that they ate matzis yoshon. I mean, what's the pasuk telling us? Be'eshloima dahi achila loy cheshive. That what they ate matzis leil pesach. That's not a choshev achila. The pasuk wouldn't relate it. The sagi bekezayis lahochi osi kolameima. The pasuk is coming to tell something else. The Ike Achila Hoysa Yontif. What did they eat Yontif? The Ike Achila Hoysa Min HaYoshon. That Yontif, they were eating matzis of Yoshon. And what is the Pasuk telling us? Pasuk called the Saper Shvochei Shel Mon. The Pasuk wants to tell us the Chshivis of the Mon. The Chshiv Basrei. Because the next Pasuk says, Vayishbois HaMon Mimochos. The next pasuk says the mon stopped already. Their supply of mon ended the first day yontif. Damrinem b'medrash moshel etinik she'ochel pasoyrim ne'she'ein loy paschitim. That if you don't have paschitim, you have to eat pasoyrim. U'mikoydim lachena yocholim lechol min hayoshem. They could have eaten matzis Yoshon as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. K'sha'olu min ha'yardin ba'osa l'chaydish. Ela she'be'mon ayuch hafeitzim yoyse kozman shalei posak lehem. That's what the posak is telling us. The posak is telling us that they didn't want to touch matzis Yoshon of Eretz Yisrael kozman they had the mon. That's the pasuk is telling us the chshivas of the mon. We learned in Chumash they grumbled over the mon lechem akloikol. That was then. But when they came to Eretz Yisrael and they had an opportunity to eat me'avur ha'oretz, they didn't want to touch it. We have mon. We're eating mon. No, when the first day yontif came and the mon stopped, then is vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz. Then they ate. They didn't have any breire. But so the pasuk is telling us, and that was yontif, and the first day chalamoy they ate chadosh already because they were makriv the yoyma. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said pshat in the pasuk. Miu kasha dibetesefte desoite perikame dekdushin omrino. So this is all very good if we will assume that the mon stopped tes vav benissen. So mamela. So that's pshat the way the Rabbeinu Tam said. Abba b'perikamid the kedushin amrinah shoyim mestapkim b'mon shebekleim atezayim benissen. The Gemara says that the mon lasted till tezayim benissen. Tersi vayish bois hamon mimochos ba'ochlam me'avur ha'oretz. Shema mino mishochlu chodosh posak. It was Tezayin. And see, Mimochos is Tezayin. Not the way the Rabbeinu Tam said Mimochos is Tezvov. Val kolchoch yesh loimal, so we can't say like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tezayin nami kori Mimochos HaPesach. Lefi shehu yoim mochos achilosoi, denecho baleo tesvot. That means, so Tosfos is answering Ben Ezra's kasha, mimochos ha-pesach can be said, translated in two ways. You could say, Pesach means the Kolben Pesach, but the Kolben Pesach was geschochten yudalad nissen, it was eaten tesvov nissen. So mimochos ha-pesach can mean it's the day after it was geschochten, that it means tesvov. It can mean it's the day after it was eaten, so it's tezayin. Mimochas a pesach. A pesach means the korban pesach, but two things were done with the korban pesach. It was geschochten and eaten at two different times. So mimochas a pesach is two different eitchen. That's how Tosfos wants to emphasize the kasha of the Ben Ezra. Ubeperik sheini dechala beyirishalmi. Now Tosfos says, I'm telling you a psapshetel. That what? That mimochas ha-pesach can either mean tezvov or can mean tezayim. It's flexible. So Zaktaisus, you know, in Yerushalmi, there's a machloikas ha-mayroim. How to fataych mimochas ha-pesach? Perek sheini dechala b'Yerushalmi plukte hi da-mayroi. It's a machloikas ha-mayroim. How to say pshat in mimochas ha-pesach. V'hochi iso hosom. Rabbi Yoine bo kumi de Rabbi Kamei de Rabbi Yirmiye. Rabbi Yoine asked a shayla of Rabbi Yirmiye. Bisho she nichnesu Yisrael la'oretz. When Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, umotzu komo lacho. They came into Eretz Yisrael before they were makib da'ima. They found a komo lacho. They found some fresh tvue. Mahu shetehei asura mishim chodosh. So yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah, are they allowed to eat it? Or are they not allowed to eat it? What's the shaila? Do I have to assume that it's from this year, it's chodosh, or maybe it's from last year? Omalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah answered him, lomoloi, the zikha they're not allowed to eat it. Why shouldn't they be yosa at zikha chodosh? Omal, yeah, fine. So he told him that the if you found a komo lacho, you're not allowed to eat it. It's zicha osa. So Rabbi Yehine persisted. Ad kidoin lacho, afilu yevesha. What if they find dry tvua? Can they assume that this is yoshon, or do they have to assume that this is chodosh? Omalei, afilu yevesha, afilu you find a komo, that means that's tvua that's growing and it's dry already. You have to assume it's from this year and it's chodosh, not allowed to eat it. And he said, nochmer Rabbi Yirmiyah, afilu ktsura, afilu you find cut wheat, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be chayish that it's chodosh, not allowed to eat it. So then he asked him, mi atov afilu chitin baliyeh. Now, so if you chayish, what if they found some chitin ba'aliyah. Now, can I assume that these chitim are yoshan, or do you all have to be chayish, it's chodosh? So he answered in kachan oimim, that's right, chitim ba'aliyah is also, you have to be chayish, it's chodosh. So he asked them, oh, ay bazoi, le'ochlo Yisrael matzah b'leilia Pesach, if you're telling me, that chitim ba'aliyah. You also have to assume it's chodosh. So it comes out there was nothing for the Yidden to eat the mimekayim mitzvah matzah. All tvue that was in Eretz Yisrael, you say you have to be chayish, it's chodosh. So ibazoi, they didn't eat, they want mekayim mitzvah matzah according to you. That was Rabbi Yoine's kasha to Rabbi Yirmiyah. And it seems Rabbi Yoine meant to say with this that I think chitim baliyah you're allowed to eat. You don't have to be chayish, it's chodosh. That was the conversation between Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omar Rabbi Yoine, man de novkis, but when I left Rabbi Yirmiyah, toys I had charote, that my kasha wasn't a kasha. Loyamarti lei shanyi shemitzvis ese doiche loisase. That members of my kasha is not a kasha. It could be everything is tak, you have to be chayish, it's chodosh. But I asked the kasha, how would they mekayim and mitzvahs matzah? Well, chodosh is a lav. And matzah is a mitzvah sasei. So you say, yes, and doicha loisase. So my whole kasha isn't a kasha. Could be everything was also out chodosh, and they ate a kezayis, and you say, yes, and doicha loisase. Sagt der Yerushalmi weiter. Nunu, al das Rabbi Yoine, according to Rabbi Yoine, dome mitzvus esse, doiche loisase, afal pishen kosov bezide neche. That means Rabbi Yoine holds you say esse, doiche loisase, even though the esse is not written like right next to the law, it's written in two different places. You also say esse, doiche loisase. So Rabbi Yoine took care how the Yidden were able to eat matzah, Leil Pesach, and because Esa Deichaloisasa. Baal Das Rabbi Yoisi, but according to Rabbi Yoisi, Domei Mitzvah Esa Deichaloisasa, Elam Ken Kosov Betzidim. But according to Rabbi Yoisi, Rabbi Yoisi holds that the only say Esa Deichaloisasa if it's Kosov Betzidim. It says, "Gdilim tasalachol leisulba shatnes." So we learn out that you're allowed to make tzitzis, even though it becomes kloy, becomes shatnes. So memeila, then you say esed deichaloisasa. But stamazayev and esen aloisasa, and they're not written one next to the other. There's no din tchiyah. So frekte Yerushalmi al das Rabbi Yosi da oma a mitzvus esed deichaloisasa elam ken kosov betzide. So memeila, so now we're back to Rabbi Yoine's kasha. So how did they eat matzah? If you're telling me that the chitim ba'aliyah is also asar al tchadosh, so how did they eat matzah? So emphad the Yerushalmi, this is how the Malei Arayim wants to say pshat. This is a difficult Yerushalmi. So the Malei Arayim wants to say pshat like this. Two terutzim. Either Mima shehoyu tagrei nochem moichem lahem, that they were goyim that brought in tvua from Chutz Loretz. So memeila, there was businessmen over there. Even came in to Eretz Yisrael, is come in tagrei nochem. They brought tvua from Chutz Loretz and they ate matzah from that one teretz. Uche Rabbi Yishmoel, it's oike Rabbi Yishmoel, another teretz. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel called Bioi Shenemru Betoire La'ache Yudalid Nemru. That the whole Iser of Chodosh was Chal 14 years later after Kibush V'chilut. So Memelis, he asked the Kasha, he says, how did they eat matzah? It was no problem. Yeah. So Memelis, so now what do we have over here? So the Yerushalmi said, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, there's no problem of Chodosh whatsoever. The Issa Chodosh was Chal 14 years later. Frek the Yerushalmi, Hesef Rabun Bakahane. So what are you telling me? That they were allowed to eat, no Chodosh. Hoksiv Vayoichlu Ma'avur Ha'oretz Mimochas HaPesach Lav B'Tezayin. It's a Grais Tezvov. Lav v'tezayin. He said, what are you telling me there's no chodosh? The Pasuk says they were able to eat from the tvuah, b'mochas ha-pesach, lav v'tezayin. Then they were allowed to eat tezayin. If there's no chodosh, why they were allowed to eat b'mochas ha-pesach? They could eat before. Hey, siv rabbi loza b'rabi yoisi, kami d'rabi doise, oksi b'mochas ha-pesach yotzu b'nei Yisrael. What are you telling me, mochas ha-pesach? Mochas ha-pesach doesn't mean tezayin, mochas ha-pesach mean tezvot. The Eben Ezra's kasha. La'av b'chemisha osa yotzu. So Toysa says, so this machloikis, what mochas ha-pesach means, if it means tezvot or tezayin, is a machloikis in the Yerushalmi. So it's a machloikis to the Omrim in Yerushalmi. We had the Gemara, the Chavraya had asked Rav Kahane Ashayla, how were they makriv the Omer? It's Ktsir Nochi. Mashme the Eloi hikrivu, hoyu asurim kol ayoin. That means, what was the kasha? The kasha was, how were they permitted to eat tezayin? How were they permitted to eat tezayin? Listen, they didn't have ktsirchem to be makriv, it was ktsir nochi. Mashme, vaistachois, diloi hikrivu, if they weren't makriv, hayasurim kol ayoyim. The loy command the Omer b'menachas perik Rabbi Shmuel daf is man shebeis hamikdash kayim eir hamizrach matir. So Taisa says there is a man the Yoma in Menachos that says that Av Bisman Abayis you're allowed to eat in the morning afilo before Hakrove. So Taisa says, according to that man the Yoma, so there's no problem. How are they allowed to eat? They're allowed to eat because hey Ramizrach Mata, Av Bisman Shabesa Mikdashkaim. So Memele, so what's the Gemara's kasha? So it's going not according to that man the Yoma. It's going according to the Mandiyoma that holds that, that Bisman Shabes Amigdash Kayim, it is also Tit Chodosh to Yamakrib the Kobim. Like the Gemara Kasha, how were they allowed to eat Chodosh? They weren't Makrib the Kobim because they felt in Tzircha. This is a very Shvere Toisvis because of two Nekudas. Nekuda Aleph, we had this, the Toisvis brought down before this Gemara Menachis. The Gemara in Menachos says that afilu yehod heyer hamizrach matir, that even bisman abayis, as soon as it becomes morning, chodesh becomes mutter, that means there's no lav an achilas chodesh. But there's a bitl mitzvah saseh, you're not allowed to eat till your makrif. So what's b'chlau taisvis kasha? What's like tach taisvis? That means afilu there's no lav, but you're not allowed to. So the Peiris Yosef wants to say a teretz. When is there a bitl mitzvah asay? When is there a bitl mitzvah asay that you're not allowed to eat chodesh till you makriv the oimer? That is after you have an oimer to be makriv. But our Gemara is asking a kasha. There was no oimer to be makriv. There was because there was no ktzirchem. There was only ktzir nochim. So if there's no oimer to be makriv, so there's no mitzvah asay. There's no mitzvah asay of akrov. So then you're allowed to eat. Then you're allowed to eat chodesh right away. That's pshat and taisvis. That's what the Peres Yosef says. But the Turei Evin asks on taisvis, assuming, he says, that what the Gemara is a machloikis. If bisman shebeis hamigdash kayim, if you're permitted to eat right away, or you have to wait till the akrovus ha'imer, he says that homachloikis is if you have a beis hamigdash and you have an oimer. But if you don't have an oimer, so that's equivalent that there's no beis hamigdash. What's the difference if you don't have a beis hamigdash, you don't have an oimer? You have nothing to be matir chodosh. So he says then, afil according to this man, the oimer, you should say, hey, Ramizrach is matir. So therefore, he asks on Toisvis, why was Toisvis toiled in the Mandiyoma that holds Bisman Shabes Abigdash Kaim, Heir Amizrach Mata, not according to him. He says, I feel according to him that Stavka, if you have a Beis Amigdash and you have an Oimel. But if you don't have a Beis Amigdash and you don't have, or if you have a Beis Amigdash and you don't have an Oimel, so it's equivalent, you don't have a Beis Amigdash, so I feel according to that Mandiyoma, it should be Mutter without a Krovus Oimel since you don't have an Oimel. Let us get back to the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, so that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's proof that the Yidden were bucky in to be makir havoa shlish, or else how could they be makriv the oimer? Maybe it was heavy shlish biyad nochi. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's not right. Vidilme loy ayil klal. Maybe, you know why they were makriv the oimer? Because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, nothing grew. Nothing grew by the goyim. They took tvua which bechlal was not nisbashel by the goyim. Avol heiche da ayil rive. But if, let's say, a quarter of the tvua became, that means if it grew a quarter of its growth, Ben shlish lepoches mishlish lekimlu. That could be. That means could be they don't know the difference between a shlish or a poches mishlish. What's your raya? Could be they were makib the oimer. They took tvua which was not nisbashel legamri. That's the tvua that they took. But that versteht sich. They knew that it wasn't nisbashel legamri. You don't have to be a big maven on this. But could be. Tvue that started growing a little, could be it grew a fourth of the sheer gidl, could be that they don't know the difference between a fourth and a third. So what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's raya that they're bekiyim? So he says, leisalke daitach. He says, don't tell me that they took tvue which was not nisbashel in ganzen. Dechsiv va'om olu min hayarden ba'osel lechaydish. They first came to Eretz Yisrael 10 days in Nissan. V'isalke daitech d'loy ayil klal. If you'll tell me, they took tvue as soon as they came. They took tvue which was not nisbashel at all. So what are you telling me? They took tvua that wasn't nisbashel, and 5 days later they were makrevit. Al koch they had to take tvua which had started to grow already. So al koch, I'm right. Frek the gemara elamai da ayil riva oidankem. Frek the gemara. Okay, I will say according to you, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So what are you telling me? When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they saw tvue which had grown already a quarter of its giddel, or a sixth of the giddel. So memele, and you say they're boki, and they took this to be makre for the yoyme. Akati frekte gemore bachmishe yoyme mikamal. According to you, Rabbi Yirmiya, how could they be makre in 5 days? If by a sora benissen it grew a quarter of its growth, so in 5 days later it grew three quarters. Elamai islach lemeima eretz tzviksibo. Eretz Yisrael is different than all other rotzes. A fellow, according to you, will have to say that it grew very quickly. It grew three quarters of the giddel in 5 days. So memeiloch anami eretz tzviksibo. So could be that I'm right that when they came in, it was like ayil legamri, nothing had grown, and in 5 days it grew completely. Eretz Yisrael was not kashish. Eretz Sviksibo. Zot Rashi. The Dilma ayil v'loikimlu, maskon de milsed Rabbi Yirmiyu, v'salke daitach loikimlu, Dilma ayil biyad nochi v'loikimlu, sakade bimakribit. Hochi nami gabi tru anikzeres pechak. O kimlu, shehivi yishlish of nere shishon. Of a dungma loy ayil klal, bot kuat shemotsu tru mitru achle ischilo li boshel klal. They found tru which bechlau did not start getting right. Umimenu heviyu. So the Gemara said, eretzvi, ma tzvi kal beraglov mikol achayis, af eretz Yisrael kalo levashel peyreiser mikol arotzis. Hochi meforesh lo b'meseches ksubis b'perik pasra. So what does the Gemara say? So Mamela Rabbi Yirmi Yisraya, that they were Baki, is upgeschlagen. Could be they're not Baki at all. No, the tvua that they used to be makrib daima was le'ayil klal when they came, and in 5 days it became a gans in this bashel. Zok Taisvis, Ochinami Eretz Tzvi, Ubachamisha Yoime Komolu. So now we just have a Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that Eretz Yisrael, the Tvua does not grow al Pisei Darateva. It grows very quickly. Pektach Taisvis, Vahoda Omalael, this whole Yisod, Tvua Shenik Teres Bechag. We just said that if you cut tvue sukkis, you can be assured that a third grew lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That means that 16 days, if you cut it sukkis time, so it can be assured that 16 days before it was heviya shlish. So why? What's the raya? It could be 60. If in 5 days it was late in this bashel klal, it can get a ganzen ripe. So it's a raya that 16 days ago was a via shlish. Maybe if 16 days ago it was gone, it got ripe in 5 days. So why do you bring maisa l'shona shavro? We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Amir de kikashe. So Taisva says, Le'inyin shetei ruya liktzer eino memaheres lizbashel. That means there's growth, and then there's a certain type of it has to be nisyavish before you cut it. That eretzvi won't help. Shetei ruya liktzer eino memaheres lizbashel b'chmisha yoimel. Avol hochel inyin oimer dersiv kalmel rach umolein. It's still very soft and very and very juicy. That could happen. It could grow in 5 days, but lemaise, it takes much longer for it to be roi likter, and that eretz yisrael is not a mile. The Zman of Tzire was much later after it became Nisbashel. The Maila of Eretz Tzvi is that it becomes Nisbashel quickly, but that has nothing to do with the Zman Tzire, which is much later. Bekitzer, we had the Gemara had brought a raya. How do we know that Tvue Sheheviyo Shlish is so the Shnasa Meiser is in the year that it brought a Shlish? The Gemara brought a posik. It says V'chag Ha'osif. It says V'chag Ha'osif B'tzeis Hashone. So the Gemara, the Ha'osif was a Pesan Ibrikevolt. It's not coming to tell us that Bizman Ha'osef, because it says Bospachos Ma'asecho. So the Gemara Darshan, V'chag Ha'osef, the Tvua Yukot N'Tzukis, is B'tzeis Hashone, the Meiser you have to give according to the previous year, because if you cut it in Tzukis, it was Hevi Shlish, Lifnei Rosh Hashone, and from here we see that Legabi Tvua, we go Bosar Havor Shlish. That was the Raya. Maskif lo Rabbi Chanina. So now Rabbi Chanina asks on the whole raya. Umimotzis amrit. How can you say the high osif kotzeru? Your whole taich in the posik that chag ha osif means when you cut tvue, so it has a locha b'teis hashon of the previous year. How can you say osif means kotzer? Let us see Rashi. Rashi explains this kasha beautifully. So Rashi asay, mimotzis amrit ahay osif kotzer. The ka amrit, you said a shtik teire, the hay osif yeseire. It's an extra word. It's not coming to tell us what season we're speaking about, because it says vospachos maisecho. So osif is extra. Lemidrishay, so it's written to darshan loshin kotzeril. So that means, if you cut tvue sukis, you'll know that the maisras go b'teis hashone of the previous year. V'haksiv, ba'alme ba'ospecham igonacham yikvecham. It says by sukis that it should be ba'ospecham igonacham yikvecham. V'omar ma, shalimdach ha'kosuv, the posuk teaches us, Lasais schach shall suke bipsoiles goiren viyekev. That the sukkis, the covering of the sukkis should be made mi gonecho, umi yikvecho, from the goiren, from the yekev, not the goiren alone, not the yekev alone, but the psoiles that is left over from the goiren and yekev, ke goin kashin, uzmoireis, the branches and the husks. So a sukkah, the covering of a sukkah is made from Pseilus Goyren V'yekev. V'hai, so Memele, that's what a schach is made out of. V'ospach amigonim v'yikvechav. V'hai chag ha'osif nami dekamrit yeseirehu. So this word, chag ha'osif, you said it's an ibur kevot, mishum d'chsiv gabi v'ospachos maisecho. Lav yaseiru, it's not an extra word. Elazehu shame hachag. This is the name of the yontif. Al shame shahasuke misuchechas bepsoilas goyrim v'yeke. So vahavle kemander si v'chag hasukeis b'tzeis hashone. Ba'os b'cho maisech, b'zman shodom oisev, elabayis tvuishe b'sodis. Before you had a problem, what do we do with this word osif? It's not coming to tell us which season the yontav is, because it says ba'ospachos ma'isecho. So now this Rav Chanina said, it's not telling us which season, it's telling us which yontav it is. It's chag ha'osif, it is chag ha'sukis. And chag ha'sukis is called chag ha'osif, because the sukis are covered with that would your osif migonach amiyikvecho. So the osif is not ibrik, so your drosha doesn't start. So we're back to to the beginning. So how do you know? So this drosh is not a muchach diket drosh. So how do you know that by two you go bosar avoy shlish? Omar Rab Zeire. So Rab Zeire said, Homilse havoy biyodo. We had this limud for many years. Va'ose Rabbi Chanine shode beinarge. Rabbi Chanine just went and chopped up this limud. We lost it. He's right. Efrekta gutekashe. We have no right to darshan that Chag Osef means kotzer and to this whole drosha because it's the pashta de krois that means Chag Sukkos. So, Elaminolon. So how do we know that by tvu you go bosa havor shlish? And for the Gemara, kedesanya Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef oimer, v'osos es ha-tvue l'shloish ha-shonim, tvue is becomes nigma l'shloish ha-shonim, al tikre l'shloish elo l'shlish. That tvue is called osos, it's called nigma after havor shlish. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Hamilsa have biyodon, Hayinu svurim shenil made mekan shatvua achashlish. We thought we learned that from Chaka Osif. But also Rab Chanina shode beinal geloyme the Osif shape mishtame belishne dekro. This pashta dekro is good. The lav yisayro, it's not an extra word. But also says the tvula shloisha shonim atikol shloisha lishlish. It's called osos, it's called nigma, when it's a third of its gidol already. Frag the Gemara, v'ami boy lei legufe. Why are you darshening? Al tikre l'shloish elo l'shlish. You have to say the pasuk yipshutai. The pasuk says, you're going to ask Akasha if we're going to eat Shemitah, what are we going to eat? So the Eibishter says that the tzvue that will grow, the tzvue will last for 3 years. So how are you dashing? Why are you making droshes over here? So the Gemara says no. Ksiv kroachine. There's another pasuk that says they'll have enough to eat. The pasuk says uzratem es hashona hashminis v'achaltem min hatvue yoshon ad hashona hachis. The pasuk says, "Klo, you'll be eating from the old tvue till the 9th year." So we know he's going to eat till the 9th year. So why does it say this pasuk v'osas says hatvue l'shloish hashonim al tikra l'shloish elo l'shlish? Zogt Rashi legufei tshuva al manoich al bashona hashviyis. Zogt Taisves al tikre lishloish elo lishlish. Kloima asiyoso, it is considered nigmar kshi shlish bishula. Peteima da hodra kusha leduchtei de koma lael. So we're learning now from this pasuk. Avavor shlish. So let us say the old kasha shver. V'dilme loy ayil klal v'koma achmona tashmit v'teizel at chaga sukkis. That means the Gemara first brought a posik mikeich sheva shonim b'moyit shnas hashmitim. The Gemara had said from this posik we see that the tvue that was a vio shlish b'shnas hashmitim is also b'chaga sukkis. So, but now that we have this pasuk, so could be that pasuk is telling us that you're not allowed to work in the fields till Chag HaSukkos. So, let us say that. Vishloim Daitana Lesle Drosha Delel, Bechlali doesn't darshan that the pasuk of Shnas HaShmita is telling us that in Chag HaSukkos it's still Noyig Dinei Shmita. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tnan anusugim, tnan hosom, ha'oires, oires is rice, v'hadoichen and millet, v'apalgin is poppy seeds, v'shumshimin is sesame seeds, shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, so if they were nishrash, they got roots lifnei Rosh Hashanah, misasrim l'sheova, so then, the maisa will be from the, that means even though it got roots before Rosh Hashanah, it got roots Tovshin and Gimel. You cut it, Tovshin and Dalet. is the maaser that is not dependent from when you cut it, from when you harvested it. The maaser is given from the year that it was nishrash. So if, let's say, Tavshin and Gimel, it was noyig maaser sheini, Tavshin and Dalud is noyig maaser oni, so the halacha is that you give maaser sheini, because since it was nishrash Tavshin and Gimel, it has the mice, the dinei maisers of Tavshin and Gimel, even though it was harvested Tavshin and Dalud. Umutorim b'shviyas. And if Tavshin and Dalud is shviyas like it is, so it's muta b'shviyas. That means that you're, even though you're allowed to cut it in shviyas, because it's not called peirish shviyas, it's called peirish shishis. As long as it was nishrash b'shishis, it's called peirish shishis. So you're allowed to cut it in shviyas. V'imlav, but what is if it was not nishrash b'tavshin and gimel? It was first nishrash and tavshin and dalin. So asurim b'shviyas, even though it was planted tavshin and gimel, it's also in shviyas, it's called peirish shviyas, because it first started rooting in shnash shviyas. Misasrim l'shona habob. And the maaser will be how much the maaser is of the type of maaser which is given in Tavshin Nun Dalet. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Ha'oyres va'doichin mine kitni yisein. Doichin milif, that's chayre milif. Pargin, mako belaz, it's papi seeds. Misasrin l'sha'ova, b'maisre shone sha'ovra. Im shniya maaser sheini, if that year the shana shavu was the second year, you give maaser sheini. Im shlishis maaser oni. Umotorim b'shviis im ishrishu erev shviis lufnei reish shana. So you're allowed to, it doesn't have to do shviis, you're allowed to cut it, you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. What is if it was nishrash the next year after reish shana? Im isasrim l'shana habo. Bishnas l'kitoson. So then the maaser is in the year that you pick it. Im ishar shnei shavuei sheinu shviyas. By shviyas is not in maaser. But if it's another year, so then it's the maaser is of the year that was picked.